Hey guys, this is, well, I guess I'm going by Kaisa now. So this is Kaisa. I'm happy to be back. Missed you guys. Right now, I'm driving to my secret little parking spot and I am rusty, okay? So go easy on me. The only person that's heard me, you know, and talk dirty is my boyfriend, a new boyfriend. Well, not quite. When I deleted my account, he and I were dating, but not my ex. Different boyfriend. My boyfriend. He's half Irish. There we go. He's not really half Irish. I mean, he is, but his dad's from a different country, and it's not Ireland or anywhere close. But yeah, he's half Irish, so St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Also, I'm fine to drive, but my brain is scrambled because I worked 2 hours overtime tonight. So please forgive me for having jumbled thoughts. I swear, I'm not high, and I'm only one gin and soda deep. I'm just very tired. But yeah, I'm rambling like this because I am very nervous. And that's why I also got a gin and soda water. I am really scared that I'm not gonna sound sexy. And that would be sad. I wanna sound sexy. That's the purpose of this. Think. Oh god, I'm botching this. But anyway, I'm gonna keep talking. That's 90% of improv is just committing to the bit. So I'm committed, you guys. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep talking until I reach my parking spot. So yeah, I've been gone. You guys probably noticed that if you've followed me. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The reason I've been gone is a coworker at my last job found my account. And also, someone else that my ex worked with found my account. And my ex knew all about my account. He knew all about the friends I made through GWA. He knew all about what I posted. None of that was a secret. It was very much out in the open, very much approved by my ex. And it was not the reason we broke up. But it's still very awkward for him and very awkward for me for someone to be like, hey, are you dating such and such screen name? And my ex has to be like, ah, no. And then because we still live together, he comes home and is like, Kaisa, what the fuck? And so, yeah, that was not a great conversation. If you're the person that tried to rat me out, even though there's nothing to rat me out for, you kind of suck. But also I was dumb with my privacy, I will concede that. And I was dumb on, I didn't realize there was an old photo of me with my ex. Not anything inappropriate, it was very G-rated, but that was dumb of me. I will take responsibility for that. I didn't know that was on my account, but yeah, mean. Not nice, whoever did that. For shame. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope life is good, or at least okay. My life's been good and okay. Good because I'm dating a guy who also makes audios. So that's fun. He's very, very sweet. And as you can imagine, the sex is amazing. So that's been fun. What sucks is we live 3,000 miles from each other, but we make it work. I'm able to work remotely sometimes for my job, and his work schedule is equally a little bit flexible, and so we find ways. He's met my family twice now. They really like him. I've talked to his parents met them in person yet, so that's going to be exciting. I'm really excited to meet his siblings and his parents, but also nerve-wracking. I think his dad will be easy to talk to. I think I'm going to have to work harder to get his mom's approval, and it's the same way in my family. My dad and my boyfriend work in the same field, and so there's kind of that natural camaraderie there. So my dad loves my boyfriend. My mom loves my boyfriend too, which is good because my mom is a tough cookie to sell on men. Just ask my sister. My poor sister. But yeah, sorry, almost to the parking spot. I'm nervous, so I'm rambling even more than usual. This is not sexy. I am so out of practice with this. You don't understand. When you have, because you know, when you're talking dirty to your partner, right? You know exactly what turns them on, so you know what to say. Because you know what, like, gets them going, what makes them come. And so you just, I mean, obviously you don't want to rush it. You want to take your time and, you know, edge things a little bit, but you know what to say. With this, I mean, my boyfriend's going to listen to this, but also all of you are listening to this, and I don't know what the fuck you guys like. So I'm just going to try, and we're going to see what happens, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, I'm sorry for wasting some of your time, but them's the books, as a 1930s New Yorker would say. Almost there. Yeah. I'm still living in my condo, and my ex is actually moving out this month, which is exciting for me, because then I won't have to record in my parking spot. I can record in my condo, which will be fun. I wonder how the acoustics are in my room. My car has gotten me through a lot. This is where the magic happens, as they say on 2000s MTV. It's my car. When I show my boyfriend my car for the first time, he's like, holy fuck, it's Lumi. Because he knows I record in my car. I also had a similar weird response when I saw his microphone for the first time. I was like, oh, that's what you use to get the ladies going. And so, yep, I'm in my car. It's a good car. It's a reliable Toyota. How many of y'all drive Toyotas? And if you drive a Toyota, why don't you know how to have any fun? Just kidding. No. You know, to be fair, my Corolla, whenever I go hiking, I like to try to explore the little fire roads and stuff. And she handles pretty well. I've got to give it to her. So, you know, she's no Forerunner or anything. God, that would be fun. I'd love an all-terrain car where I could just go wherever. But she does good. She does good. I'm proud of her. Okay, almost there. Almost there. If I get arrested because I'm moaning into my phone's microphone, I don't know. That would be such a weird phone call to make to my parents. What were you doing in that parking lot? I was buying drugs. I would just tell them I was a drug dealer, honestly, at that. Like, that would be less awkward to talk to my mom about. Yeah. Oof. You don't understand. Like, if you... My parents are very liberal. But if you didn't grow up Catholic or similarly traditionally religious, it's hard to understand that as liberal as your parents can be for other people, there's certain lines you don't cross, right? And I think posting on horny Reddit is one of them. I don't think they'd be happy that their youngest daughter, their little baby girl, is doing that. But, you know, we do what we must. I'm starving for the internet validation. So I do it. No, it's really fun. I enjoy making audios. But you're not here to listen to me wax lyrical about a creative process, and I don't blame you. Who would? You're here to listen to me talk about sexy sex. God. If I edited, I would edit that out, but I don't edit, so you're welcome. Okay. Let's get this show on the road. I'm parked. I'm locked and loaded. Let's see. Where's my phone? I grabbed it out in the dark. Like I would be with you. God, this is so bad. Okay. Well, I had an idea for this. So. Hey, baby. I wish you didn't have to take so many business trips. You know, it's really hard that you're always traveling. When I want to touch you, I need to touch you. But instead, I'm left alone. Laying in bed, wearing the green and black silk teddy that you bought me. Maybe some heels, black, of course. Some red lipstick. Running my hands down my body. And you can see me splayed out on the bed, on the gray sheets. My long, straight red hair cascading over my breasts to my stomach. My face is made up, so you see my long, dark eyelashes and blood red lips, gold eyeshadow. And I'm so flushed already that I don't even need blush, because I've been thinking about you. And you're so mean to me, you know that? Traveling every other week, not even letting me have a weekend with you. I know it's business. I know it's work. I work too. But I miss you, sweetie. And I need this. I need you. But since you're not here, I guess I'll have to punish you a bit, won't I? That's right. Oh, since you're not here, I guess I'll just have to rub my pink, sensitive nipples and my needy little clit and moan. Oh, and gasp. Into this microphone. While other men stroke their cocks and listen to me coming again. Oh, and again. Oh, my wet pussy soaking my panties. Oh, while I furiously rub. Oh, my clit. Yeah. Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. You and use one of the toys you've given me. Yeah? Would you like that, you filthy boy? Yeah? Because even if I'm recording myself for all these men to listen to, I'm still the one in control, aren't I? And I know that a depraved little slut like you loves hearing me talk dirty and loves knowing that I'm putting on a show. Don't you? God, you're such a filthy little fuck. Why don't you unbutton your pants? Run your hand down your chest. Maybe squeeze your thigh or your ass. You know how much I love biting your thighs and squeezing your ass. And if I were there in your business hotel room, I would keep you up all night and you'd be so tired going to meetings the next morning because I'd have you tied up. I would spank you until you're red for being a bad boy and ignoring me. That's right. And besides, I love that cute butt of yours. I love rubbing it, pinching it, squeezing it, and spanking it, or even whipping it. And you're such a little pain slut that you love it, don't you? Yeah. Why don't you pinch your nipple, pain slut? Oh, good boy. Such a good boy for his mistress. You knew your girlfriend was insatiable when you got with me. You knew what you were signing up for. That's right. So now, all you can do is follow my instructions and know that other men are following them at the same time, getting hard and close to the sound of my voice. Oh, yeah. Oh, and that drives you crazy, doesn't it? Makes you so horny. And I think I know why. Because even when they're jerking off to the sound of my voice, you're the only one that gets to fill and fuck and pump my slick little cunt full of your cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I need it. I need it, and you're a good boy, so you're gonna give it to me, aren't you? Aren't you gonna give it to me? Yeah? Aren't you gonna give it to me? Oh, thrust into your hand. Keep pumping. Be lucky that I'm not making you edge for me or goon for me, or that I'm gonna deny you. No. Your mistress is always so good for you. I'm not gonna make you leak out all that pre-cum. Not when I know you have a big load ready for me. Oh, but while you come, you're going to imagine something for me. That's right. You're going to imagine that I'm sucking and fucking and stroking a room full of hard, throbbing cocks. Oh, and getting that cum however I want. On my tongue, on my tits, in my pussy or on my ass, or dripping down my face, wherever I want it. Because I'm in control and I get exactly what I want. Isn't that right? And if I want hard cocks to come all over me so that I can feel their warm, creamy spunk slide down my skin, then that's what I'll get. Because this is what you wanted. You wanted a hot wife, didn't you? This is what you wanted. That's right. And I
get whatever I want. Oh, yeah. So keep stroking, slut. Keep stroking. Oh, you're such a good little whore for me, aren't you? Such a good, needy, desperate little pervert. Oh, yeah. 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 Do you want me to ride your cock? Yeah. You want me to drip down that cock of yours? Is that what you want? Yeah, you want me to ride it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to come inside your girlfriend? Is that what you want? Yeah, are you needy for it too? Oh, good boy, yes you are. I know, you're so needy for it. Oh, keep stroking, keep stroking. You know you want it. Yeah, you want to fill this wet little cunt. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe you want to fill my mouth or explode between my soft, full breasts and paint my titties. Oh, yeah. Is that what you want? Or on my ass, my firm ass, my long legs. Yeah. Oh, it's cute that you think you get to decide. No, I know where I want you to come. Oh, I know where I want you to come. You're going to come in my pussy. And then you're going to pull out and stroke it all over my breasts. Oh, good boy, that's right. Oh, no, lay still while I ride you. Lay still while I use your cock for my pleasure. Oh, yeah. And while I ride you, just imagine that I'm sucking two other cocks back and forth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't you dare fucking come. No, you're not coming till I tell you to. That's right. You're gonna fill me right when I want you to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe you want to hear me sucking dick, don't you? Taking their balls into my mouth and sucking them. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You like that? You like that, don't you, filthy boy? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. That's right. Stroke your cock. Stroke your cock. You're gonna come when I tell you to. Oh, you're gonna come when I tell you to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, keep going. Keep stroking it. Oh, you're getting so close. I know. Your balls must feel so heavy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you when. Yeah. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, good boy. Come for me. Come in this tight little cunt. Oh, you're such a good little slut. Oh, yeah, fill me up. Oh, yeah, fill me up. Good fucking boy. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, oh, God. Good boy. Oh, fuck. You came so much. I'm so glad. I love knowing it feels good for you. Come here, sweetie. There. Just rest your head on my chest, okay? I'm gonna run my fingers along your scalp and through your hair. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Just breathe deep, okay? Just breathe slow and deep with me. Good boy. You were so good for me. You were so good. I miss you so much, sweetie. I wish I could fall asleep next to you at night and hold you and kiss you and grab your butt. Soon enough. So busy, doesn't it? But you know I love you. You know I need you. And you know you're the only one I want to touch. Especially this way. This is all just a fantasy, sweetie. You're the only one I want. Good boy. There. Just fall asleep, okay? I'll pull this blanket over us. Shh, shh, shh. There you go. You're such a good boy. Such a strong, sexy man. I'm so lucky. And you take such good care of me. The least I can do is take care of you back. There you go, sweetie. There you go. Close your eyes. I've got you.